from the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
Even with recent rains, California faces its third consecutive year of drought, and economists are forecasting hard times for farmers.
My models predict that even with the recent rains, we're going to get an additional 25,000 people out of work in the San Joaquin and Tulare valleys.
Howitt, a professor and chair of the Agricultural and Resource Economics Department at UC Davis, is an expert on how the Central Valley would be impacted by reductions in water exports from the Delta.
It forces the value of and shortage of water to go up tremendously. And then the farmers have to reorganize their cropping patterns accordingly. One of the problems is that they have increasingly planted perennial crops, which really doesn't give them as much leeway as they used to have. And so we see the effect of some quite valuable annual crops, such as melons or tomatoes, being taken out of production.
The good news is that farmers have been responsive to water supply issues.
Actually, the Ag Committee has always been smart about how to use water, because in those places where water has been either scarce or expensive, they've adopted technologies pretty early on. And so, as an economist, I see farmers being quite clever at responding to prices.
He does predict that if the drought continues, many irrigated pastures would disappear, more fruits and nuts would be grown, and farmers would have to sell their water rights to other farmers. Paul Fotenauer reporting from UC Davis.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.